Welcome to Glimpses of Calvary, and thank you for joining us. Glimpses of Calvary is a radio ministry of Calvary Baptist Church in Findlay, Ohio. Join us now as our pastor, Gordon Dixon, opens the Word of God to us.
If you would take your Bibles once again and turn back to John chapter 21. Gospel of John, in that last chapter. Do you love the Lord Jesus Christ more than all those? That's the first question he's asking. Peter responded here, Lord, yes, I do. He said in verse 15, he saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. By the way, Peter is now willing to listen to what the Lord knows. What the Lord knows, he told Peter before. Peter, before that rooster crows, before the cock crows, you will deny me three times. Peter said, though all not me, I will. You know what Peter says now? Peter says, Lord, you really know. You know all things. Now I know, Lord, you know. I don't know. You do know. Peter's able to say, Lord, I know that you know all things, and this much you know, that way down deep inside, way down in my heart, I really do love you. Those of you who've heard this passage preached on before know that there's two different Greek words that are used here for love. I would point out about those that those are often used synonymously. They're often used in exchange for each other. It is important when they both occur in the same text. They both occur in the same passage, and one is used in a question, the other one comes out as a response. And so, what the Lord asked, do you love me self-sacrificially? Peter responded, I phileo, I am extremely fond of you, and you know that I am. The Lord begins with that response and says, feed my sheep. Now hold your place there in John chapter 21, and I want you to go back to Deuteronomy chapter 6, so that we understand exactly how we ought to interpret this remark. Because it helps us to go back and look at another passage of Scripture and say, all right, what does that mean? What does he mean when he says, feed my lambs? You read in verse 4 of Deuteronomy chapter 6, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Verse 5, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, that's all of your emotions, and with all thy soul, that's your very essence, and with all thy might, that's your energies, and so with your emotions, and with your very essence, and with all your energies, you love the Lord supremely. Watch what he says. Verse 6, and these words which I command thee shall be in thine heart. Now, question. How was Peter going to feed God's flock if it were not with the words of God? We won't go forward, but in Deuteronomy chapter 8, you find the Lord later quoting from Deuteronomy chapter 8, and he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by, tell me, every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. It's the Scripture. And so when the Lord is talking to him about, if you love me, and if you love me supremely, here is what you will do. You will feed my sheep, all right? Let me just ask now. Stop. Let me ask you. Let me ask you this question. Who has heard the word of God from you? Now, from you as an individual, which sheep have you personally fed? If you really do love the Lord, one of the things you're going to do, in fact, the only thing the Lord mentions here, there are others, but what he says is, here's what you're going to be doing. You're going to be sharing the Word of God with others. You're going to be feeding other people's souls. In Deuteronomy, he said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thine heart and all of thy soul and all of thy might, and these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. Notice what it says in the next verse. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. See it? Feed. You are a feeder. Now, let me just ask the question this way, and I want you to stop and think about what I'm saying here. If the test of your supreme love is how much you have fed others with the Scripture, how are you doing? You say, Pastor, are you sure this isn't just some sort of a pastoral role that Peter has here? No. I think that's why you find it in Deuteronomy chapter 6. As you go back over to John chapter 21 then, I ask the question, do you love the Lord supremely? You'll notice that the Lord asked the same question again. Now, why does he do that? Why does the Lord ask? He goes back and asks the same question all over again. Verse 16, he saith unto him the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my sheep. You say, isn't that just like the first time? What's different about it is it's the second time. Here's the second step. Not only must you love the Lord supremely, you must love the Lord continually. It is one thing to say during this morning's message, during this message right now, it is one thing to say absolutely, that is absolutely the way I want to live. And say, I'm going to love Him supremely. All right? What about tomorrow? Have you not found that you possess the same kind of heart that I possess, which is a really fickle heart? When I want to be faithful, it's this fickle heart. It's like a water balloon. It just kind of... And pressures come in and it just kind of launches off in directions I don't even want it to go. I think what the Lord is doing here is He is helping Peter to reverse his cursing ways. By asking him three times, paralleling his three denials. But folks, I guess the best way for you and me to apply it is this. How many times do we look back at it and we've really failed the Lord? How many times, if we go back on the in our own mental history, the landscape of our lives, we look back over our lives and think, how many times have I failed the Lord? Don't you think it would be wise for us then to say, that reminds me how much I want to continually, persistently, perseveringly love Him. I want to love Him. And I want to keep on loving Him supremely. As nearly as I can tell, Peter had 45 years left upon the earth after the Lord said that. His remaining time, 16,425 days. Okay. How many days do you have left? Answer, we don't know. How about you and I, though, make up our minds right now, this is what I am going to do every day for the rest of my life. In loving Him supremely, I'm going to love Him continually, and I am going to continually take God's word, digest it, and share it with others as an act of love and worship to Him to help other people love Him in the very same way. There's a third step. I love it in verse 17. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time. You and I have to go through grief to get to where we need to be here. It grieves us to look at our own failures. But it's a necessary grief in order to be faithful, in order to be successful. It's this self-sacrificial loving, self-sacrifice, a self-sacrificial loving, which is this foundation for successful living. You see in verse 17, he was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said, Lord, thou knowest, Lord, you know all things. And thou knowest that I love you. Thirdly, you must love the Lord Jesus humbly. So first, you must love the Lord supremely. Secondly, continually. And thirdly, humbly. Do you and I love the Lord? Are you willing to bulldoze the landscape this morning? Are you willing to take all the ridiculous superstructure that should never have been built in your life, and for the glory of God, take a Bible bulldozer to those parts that just need to be torn down and put away, and start this day and say, all right, I'm going to build from square one. The Lord Jesus Christ, when he was asked by an attorney, a lawyer in the Old Testament, said, what's the first and greatest commandment? Jesus Christ said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart and soul and might, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Let's begin there. Let's go back to look at our love. Many of you in this room have at times decided that you want to take a really close look at a furnace in your home. I'm like you, I have been down on my knees after a vacation being absolutely sure that the pilot light was lit on my gas water heater. I didn't want the hot water heater running the whole time I was gone, and even at a low level it just cost me something, and so penny pincher that I am, I turned the whole thing off and now I have to relight it. Isn't it fascinating that once you get the heat coupling going there and you have that little bitty pilot light, then you can turn on the gas, and I get all excited by little things. I love the whoosh that happens when that gas hits that pilot light. Like, yeah, there's power, yeah. Whoosh, all right, we're going to have hot water now. I'd like to ask you the question this morning. Down inside your heart, is your pilot light on? You tell the Lord this morning, Lord, I'm not boiling the water away the way I ought to be. I don't have the white hot passion that I ought to have, but Lord, I've got a pilot light this morning. I think that's what the Lord's asking Peter. He is saying, Peter, do you love me? Is there that flicker of flame? A flicker of flame that the Lord could fan into an inferno which would change nations by the power of his Spirit that came like a cloven fire. I'm asking this morning, is the pilot light on? And would you not be willing to make this kind of self-sacrificial loving the very foundation for your successful living? You watch and see what the Lord can do. I believe the Lord could transform this congregation. I think it works through individuals just like you. I think what you and I start with, you know what? I made some mistakes, and I do love the Lord. I do love the Lord. All right. Let's watch the Lord fan the flame of fire. And watch what he can do with people with little pilot lights by his glory. I want to ask you today, do you love him more than these?
Thank you for joining us for Glimpses of Calvary. This is a radio ministry of Calvary Baptist Church, 2000 Broad Avenue in Findlay, Ohio, 45840. That address again is 2000 Broad Avenue, Findlay, Ohio, 45840. Please join us again each weekday at this same time as we look for Glimpses of Calvary.